Dying Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my parsonage, my home in near Branson, Missouri. I want to draw your attention today to God's calendar. God moves by calendar. He marks things by calendar. It's not the Gregorian calendar that we go by. It's His calendar. It's not even the Hebrew calendar, though they've been the ones that have kept it all these years for Him. But it is marked out for us in Leviticus 23. Then as things have happened to the Jews through the centuries, certain dates have become very significant. One of these is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av. Now, we're going to be talking more about that on today's program. But we're talking underwriting all of this, or overriding all of this that we're talking about, is the terrible Iranian agreement that our leaders have come to, and they're asking now that we sign on to. But we're saying to you that our senators and our congresspeople need to vote against this terrible Iranian deal. It's being called good, but it's evil. And in Isaiah 5:20, I woke up the other morning and this scripture was going around in my heart. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. So God's very much against people calling what is good evil and what is evil good. God's Word translation reads, how horrible it will be for those who call evil good and good evil, who turn darkness into light and light into darkness. We can think about many things that are happening today that they're calling good, which are evil, the murder of babies, other things. But this deal, this Iranian deal, is what we're talking about right now. It's evil because it would give into the hands of a nation that wants to wipe Israel off the earth, and they want to destroy the United States. It would give into their hands a pathway to nuclear power. I'm going to read to you something all the Jews know about timing. They all know about this calendar. They all know how things happen at calendar time. Heaven's timing and the nuclear deal with Iran. I'm reading this. It's written by a journalist, Rivka Lambert, an Israeli, breaking Israel news. And I'm quoting, I'm just reading it from her. She's Jewish, not Christian, Jewish. The Iran nuclear deal was signed on July 14, 2015, by the P5+1, a group comprised of representatives of the governments of the United States, Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. This date falls during a particularly significant time in the Jewish calendar known as the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks are a mourning period that the Jewish people observe each year for the destruction of the holy temples in Jerusalem. The period starts on the 17th of the Hebrew month of Tammuz and ends on the 9th of the Hebrew month of Av, and always falls in the summer. The 9th day of Av, which this year, 2015, is July 26, is called Tisha B'Av, Tisha 9, the 9th of Av. It is the saddest day in the Jewish calendar. It was the day that both holy temples were set on fire. It's also the day that the Jews were kicked out of in the Spanish Inquisition. It's also the day they were kicked out of England. And it has been many other terrible things have happened to the Jews on that date. Even in Bible times, they named it the fast. They called it a fast, and Zechariah talks about it. This year, Tisha B'Av, which is the saddest day of the Jewish calendar, the day that both temples were set afire, was July 26. In comparing the deal with Iran, and remember that I am reading to you from an article by a Jewish journalist, Rivka Lambert Adler. She writes, in comparing the deal with Iran to the Munich Agreement between British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain and Hitler in 1938, world-renowned lecturer Rabbi Lazar Brody wrote, now 77 years later, during the notorious 3 weeks between the 17th of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the USA has reaffirmed its commitment to hedonism by appeasing Iran and signing a nuclear agreement that is not worth the skin of a garlic clove. In an email dated July 16, 2015, and sent to his Letter from Jerusalem subscribers, Rabbi Avraham Greenbaum, founder and director of Azamra, an international organization that promotes Torah teaching to all nations, he echoed Rabbi Brody's thoughts about the timing. He wrote, Rabbi Greenbaum wrote, the carefully choreographed timing of the announcement, after so many delays, years actually, folks, could not have been more significant from the Jewish point of view, given that it fell on July 14, 27 Tammuz, bang in the middle of the 3 weeks period from the fast of the 17th Tammuz, which was July 4th, until the fast of Tisha B'Av, July 26, when we were soul-searchingly contemplating our collective past, our present, and our future destiny, he wrote. It is during these days, the 17th of Tammuz is the day that sieges were set up around Jerusalem, first many years ago by the Babylons, and then in 70 AD by the Romans. Those sieges lasted a year, and they starved the people out. So during those 3 weeks' time, between those two fasts, the Jews soul search themselves because they're coming up. They're going to come soon to Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, and they want to have their sins forgiven before God. So this three-week period is a very important period to them. Now back to Rivka, what she wrote. Although the White House is attempting to push the agreement through the United Nations before Congress has had a chance to review the measure, there is another striking connection between the Iran nuclear deal and the Jewish calendar. We do know since that the White House did push that through the United Nations before the senators of the United States had a chance. The United Nations is very anti-Israel. Regardless of what happens at the UN, Rivka writes, the U.S. Congress has 60 days to review and vote to either ratify or nix the nuclear deal. On the Jewish calendar, 60 days from the day the Iran nuclear deal was signed falls on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Thus, the final decision will likely be announced in the period between the Jewish holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, known as the 10 days of repentance. These are days of judgment for the Jewish people. Speaking to the confluence of this decision and the Jewish calendar, End of Times author Rabbi Pinchas Winston told Breaking Israel News, quote, the Talmud says that all punishment comes to the world because of the Jewish people. Sometimes it means the Jewish people are not up to snuff, but other times it means that we did not care enough to use our spiritual gifts, such as Torah learning and prayer, to save a situation when important decisions, quote, hang in the air for a time. It is heaven's way of giving the Jewish people a chance to use those gifts to get history back on track. The fact that the Iran deal was made during the 3 weeks and will be decided on by Rosh Hashanah should make it clear where our responsibility lies. We don't want this punishment to occur, and we certainly don't want to be responsible for it. You know, the Bible says also in Genesis 12:3 that the world is blessed when Israel is blessed. So Rabbi Winston is saying, we've got a time period of here. This is like a testing time. This is an opportunity to do something good. When questioned further, Rabbi Winston affirmed, quote, "Now we have a chance to interfere with it, the nuclear deal, by praying and doing God's commandments." I pointed out to my prayers, this is Billy Brim talking, we have a responsibility. If the Jews see this as a time of testing, we have a responsibility to pray, to call our senators, to call our representatives. I'm not talking politics here. I'm talking spiritualities. Back to Rivka's writings. Rabbi Nachman Kahana, an Orthodox rabbinic scholar, offers comfort to believers who sense a connection between the Iranian nuclear deal and the end of days. He cites the Yalkut Shimoni, a 16th century rabbi, commentary on the Bible, which describes the current situation prophetically. Quote, "The Yalkut states that Paras, Persia, will be the dread of humanity. The world's leaders will be frustrated in their futile efforts to save what they can. The people of Yisrael will also be petrified by the impending danger." Now, this is from the ancient sages in the Talmud. "Hashem, God, will say to us, 'Why are you afraid?' All of this is in order to bring you the awaited redemption. And this redemption will not be like the redemption from Egypt, which was followed by suffering. This redemption will be absolute, followed with peace." Folks, the future is as bright as God can make it. However, earth will be judged, and it's going through some judgments right now. Nations are going through some judgments right now. It depends on what they will. Do they will to bless Israel? Do they will to curse Israel? I have a little book that I've put together, a little small book, like a mini book, in which I looked up all the, I'm not sure I got every one of them, but I got a lot of them. The scriptures which say nations as nations are going to be judged on how they treat Israel. We do not want the United States of America to be judged as an enemy of Israel, because the Lord says he will curse those who curse Israel. He will bless those who bless Israel. So I have put together this little book called Judgment of the Nations. I don't know. It's not going to cost you much. It's a real little book. But praise the Lord. These scriptures are going to tell you that every nation is going to be judged on how it treats Israel. And we've got some days here to override. I believe we can do it. Even the president's veto, and bring the United States of America back to a place of blessing Israel. We also have a book that I did with Lester Sumrall in 1980 called Jihad, the Holy War. This book is up to date, and I'm going to be talking and reading from that book, which is The Destiny of Iran and the Muslim World. I'll be reading that next week. Find a good church to go to and worship the Lord. This is Billy Brim saying, we'll see you Monday when we begin reading the book and commenting on it, Jihad, the Holy War, by Lester Sumrall. Shalom, shalom.